Tonight, the sky is a dark lawn. Sheepish stars follow the grazing moon. While we chorus a plain song of places, dates, and numbers, we are human, we grow tired. We say the past, history. For numbers, we repeat many, too many.
Enniskillen.
Hiroshima.
Branson.
In here, silence grows. Outside, raindrops drop, plop, plop, ploppy, on puddles, shivering the skin, pockmarking the wet face of the world. Bright, beautiful, once-dead stars quiver, shivering, singing, moths dance on air, waltzing with the lifting light. They fall to earth and green hills swell, rise and swell far away. In truth, how can we tell the dancer from the dance? Out of such a cold house, this thing is born. From the stronghold of such inscrutability, of such quietness, the essence of fragility. The embodiment of love tells all so that, for a moment, in its fluidity, in its rightness, all strangeness is forgotten. The songs and the dances, the man and the flute players, the music and the magic, the joy and the songs and the dancing, the marriage of heart and head, feeling freedom and love, of joyous lust and love of life, embodied in words, this mystery of love and hate, of life and death, mouthed, stuttered over, spoken of.
Creatures of grace.